The Spanish Book Black, Carolyn Mabry. When you studied the history of America, you read a great deal about Spain and the Spaniards. You remember those great explorers, De Soto, De Leon, and Coronado. Perhaps you remember also that when we won our freedom, Spain owned nearly all the land from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean. Even today, there are thousands of Spanish-speaking people in our country. The story you will now read tells something of the life in Spain today. In the company of Pepin, the bootblack, you will travel to Seville and Granada, two of the most famous cities in the world. No work in Ronda. Pepin was a bootblack in Spain. He lived in Ronda near the great bridge which stretches across a chasm so deep that one side 400 steps are carved in the rock leading down to the valley. They are old steps, cut in an early day when the Romans had besieged Ronda, and they were made so that the water carriers could slip down them secretly and bring water from the stream to the thirsty town. Now, Ronda lay peacefully in the sunshine, and boys played on the steps, hiding in the caves along the way. Pepin, usually the jolliest of them all, had not joined the boys today. His heart was heavy. He stood, leaning over the high bridge, looking out across the valley where the river turned the wheels of the grist mills. In his pocket was only one little dog, which is a small coin with a lion on it. It was the last one Pepin had, for there had not been many boots to black lately in Ronda. They needed blacking just as they had before, for the paths of Spain are dusty and rough with pebbles. But the crops had not been good this summer, and everyone was poor, too poor even to pay Pepin a few pennies to shine dusty shoes.